I should have asked her what her name was. She looked up from her glass of wine, obviously quite bored with the conversation she was painfully being patient with. Our eyes met, and we both smiled. That smile, you know, the smile that indicated we both really didn't know what we were doing in that group of stuffy, unrelated socialites. Before the evening took its toll with its reckless mediocrity, I finally approached her. I whispered softly into her ear, "I know a great place where it's illegal to be boring." She said she knew of a place more interesting than that.